So I love to do the in-depth thing. I love to study what the words mean and what the history is and all of those things. And we know that, as you guys looked at it last week, right, Joshua made a treaty that he shouldn't have made, right, with the Gibeonites. And I had this whole great thing about that, and we were going to go through the chapter, and hopefully you guys will do that in your groups tonight. But I want to focus on one area of this chapter that the Lord has shown me through my study for you guys. And, you know, so Joshua made that treaty, and he made it without consulting the Lord before he made it. But yet, when the Gibeonites came back to him, he had to honor that treaty. You know, God had forgiven him. He had repented, and God had forgiven him, but he still had to go out, and he still had to go to battle. And so hopefully you guys get to look at those things as you go through and you are in group tonight. Because the Lord had me cut all of that out. And we're going to just jump right into the fact that as we look at this chapter, we see that he went and they went out to battle. And we see that he slayed pretty much everything, right? Destroyed everything as the chapter continues to go on. But what was stuck back in the cave? Do you guys remember? Five kings, right? They went and they hid in a cave, correct? And they put a stone in front of it. And then after that stone was there, and he had captured those kings, basically, he still went and he still destroyed all of those things, all of those lands, all of those people. And he did that because the Lord, in verse 40, commanded him to do it, as we see that. But he had to go back, or he did go back, to those kings, right? And that's what we're going to look at tonight. Because I think those kings represent something, or at least we can apply them in a way to our lives. Because not that this wasn't, you know, this was a real battle in this chapter. It was a real battle, and it really took place. But I think that if we want to, or we can apply it to our lives and seeing some of the battles that we go through. And so even though those kings were in the cave, there was a battle raging on the surface, right? They went out and they went to each land. They went through those verses like 42 through the end or whatever it was. And he went to one land and conquered that land, went to the next one and conquered that, right? And those kings are still sitting in the cave. But that battle, which was happening out there that they were going after, that battle, that visible battle, was orchestrated by the invisible, which were those five kings that were sitting in the cave. You got that so far? That visible battle on the surface was orchestrated by the invisible kings that were hidden away in the cave. So on the surface, there's battles going on, orchestrated by the kings in the cave. And so, as I sat and I looked at this, I realized that we can relate this to our lives. And I'm going to share some stuff with you guys tonight, because as I drove here, the Lord asked me to, and I was really hoping it wasn't going to be recorded tonight. And they have all these mics on here so that I can be recorded. And so I'm just going to be obedient to the Lord. But, you know, often those battles that are happening on the surface, they can be the symptoms, the things that we see in our life, the insecurity that we have, the anger or the rage that we have, the fear, the uncertainty. Those are all symptoms, those things on the surface that are orchestrated by something that's in the cave. Something that's in our heart. A king that still rules in here, in the secret place, that's causing all of these symptoms on the surface and in the visible place. And it often originates in here. They originate in here because they originate from things that are triggered and that have happened in our past. those things in the past, a king that's wielding control over us because of something that has happened in our past. And those things that happen in our past can look a lot of different ways. And so on the surface, those symptoms that we see, you might snap at a friend. You might snap at someone else that's in your life. You might respond with anger. You might respond with insecurity, with sadness. And often nowadays, we just deal with the things on the surface, right? Just like what the Israelites did. They went out and they took the land and they took all those things on the surface, all the symptoms that were happening, and they destroyed all those things. But once that was done, what did they do? They went back for the kings, didn't they? Joshua went back to the kings and rolled away the stone. He took those five kings out. He told the captains to put their feet on the necks of those kings and to destroy them and to utterly destroy them. They impaled them on poles. So much to destroy that king, that invisible thing that was orchestrating the visible thing. Often we focus on that visible thing. We just need anger management classes. We just need self-esteem because we're insecure. But I don't think that's really the deal here. Because that's not what Joshua did. And we know Joshua is a type of Jesus, right? And Jesus wants to take down all of those other kings in our life so that he can be the one and only king. Take all those things that are hidden, that are orchestrating these visible things on the surface of who we are so that we can become who he wants us to be. And we can't do that unless we go back and we take those kings out of that cave and we utterly destroy them. That's hard, isn't it? Because we need to deal with the issues on the surface. We need to deal with those snapping of anger and those insecurities. We still need to deal with those things just like Joshua dealt with all of the lands, all of the people, and all of the destruction that he did. We still need to deal with those things. But eventually, that's only going to last so long. Eventually, we're going to have to go back. We're going to have to roll away the stone of our heart, and we're going to have to dig those kings out, and we're going to have to let God put them down. And so how do we do that? We do it by opening our hearts to the Lord. You know, maybe you're insecure because your mom said you wouldn't amount to anything. Or your father abused you. Or you were molested or raped. Or because of a teacher that called you a goofball or an idiot. And because of all those things, you now have these symptoms that come out onto the surface, but it's all orchestrated by the hidden king that's in your heart, that first original damage that was done. And so our job is to allow God to go in there and to roll that stone away from our heart and to go find that king and to allow him to say, "This is why you're angry. This is why you're insecure. This is why you have fear." Because whatever that original lie was told us we were worthless. And so here comes the symptoms from that original lie. You know, in many scriptures, I can think of one in Luke 4 where he says he came to set us free, right? He didn't say that he came to let those kings stay in that cave and orchestrate from the invisible, the visible surface things in our life. He never has said that in the scriptures anywhere. He says, "I came to set those free. I came to seek and to save. I came to heal the brokenhearted. I came to give you life and life more abundantly." And so we are so often busy playing around with the stuff on the surface that we never really get to what's ruling in our heart and what has authority over our heart. Those things that God wants us to take out of our heart and put our foot on and say, Lord, no more. Lord, no more will they have authority over me. No more will they have authority. No more will they create the symptoms on the surface. And no longer will they orchestrate things from the invisible place of my heart. We don't have to live in insecurity or under rage or through sadness. We honestly do not have to live there. Because God says that we're victors in him. That we have victory through him, right? And we can live that way. Is it easy? No, it's not. Does it take time? It does. Will it hurt? Maybe. But will the benefit be great? Absolutely. We have to say, Lord, let's get to this. Let's take this out of the cave. Let's take it out of my heart and let's deal with it so that it no longer has power or authority over me. We often are so busy running around looking at symptoms that we never see what has orchestrated them. Aaron sang a song tonight, where my heart is free and my shame is undone. And I wrote those words down. Where my heart is free and my shame is undone. How many of you can actually say that tonight? Praise God. But I bet you there's a few in here that can't honestly say that tonight. Because there's kings in your heart. Those things that shouldn't have happened to you, those things that you shouldn't have seen, those things that you shouldn't have experienced. But nonetheless, they've happened to you, and they're there. And because of that, it orchestrates things on the surface and in the visible world, because they still kind of have control over you, and they still reign over you. You know, it's interesting. I don't really have to say this, but I told you that the Lord told me I needed to be vulnerable and tell you guys stuff tonight. And I say stuff because there's stuff that a lot of people don't know about me. A few people in this room. So it's very hard for me to get up here and talk to you about hidden kings in your heart if I don't share with you what God's done in my life. So I did grow up in an abusive home. I know from my pretty curly hair, you would never imagine that. Some people are often shocked. I had a mother who chased me around with a belt, yelling profanities to this day that I would never repeat in my entire life, calling me names that I would never dream of calling my worst enemy, let alone my daughter. A dad who was an alcoholic, parents who were divorced, molested for 3 years. And all of those kings for a very long time were in my heart. So I stand up here because, and saying these things because at one time in my life, those kings did have control over me. And those things were visible on the outside. The rage, the anger, the insecurity, the fear, the shamefulness, all of it that comes from those things that we shouldn't have seen, shouldn't have experienced, and shouldn't have had to deal with. But nonetheless, those invisible kings orchestrated symptoms and things in the visible in my life, and I, one by one, had to allow God to put them down. Because I bet you most of you would never imagine that I came out of my house at 19 years old with rage like you have never seen before. Rage that could literally rip you in two with one sentence. I was so ugly. And I do not say that as something I'm proud of. But as a testimony to when we allow God to destroy the kings in our hearts, that all of those visible things that have been orchestrated by them go away. Because that's what God does. He sets us free. He sets us free, and he destroys all those things, just like Joshua and the Israelites did. They went out and they utterly destroyed everything. Went back and destroyed those kings, and they were free. And they did it all, why? Because God had commanded them. And our God, our Jesus, is sweet. He's not going to say to you, I command you tonight to let those kings go. But he is going to ask you. He's going to sweetly and gently say to you, I don't want you to have those kings anymore. I don't want that stone to be rolled over your heart. I don't want those things in there in the invisible to orchestrate the things in the visible. He's going to graciously ask you those things. But yet he's commanded it in a way. And he's told us that he promises to set us free. That he promises to make us victors because he's already done it. The victory is already his. That's the cool thing. The cool thing is that we already know that we're going to come out on the other side. That if we let him do that work, if we open our hearts, if we let those kings come out and get trampled on by him, he promises that those symptoms and all those things, he's going to work that out of you. And so I want to ask you guys to do that tonight. I asked Erin to come back up and do a couple more songs, and then when she's done, I'll come up and close in prayer. But I just want to spend a couple minutes, just a couple songs, just having you guys sit quietly, just talking to the Lord. I mean, maybe some of you have totally dealt with that, and you're good. Pray for those around you. But I know in a room this size, I'm not the only one that had things done to them and saw things and experienced things that I should have never had to deal with. I know that for a matter of a fact, that is, in this room, there's probably more than you can imagine that have dealt with things like this. And so I just want to take the next couple of songs. Just sit quietly. We're going to lower the lights. The prayer ladies will be available in the back. If you feel that you need to be prayed for, just go get prayer. Just spend a few minutes with the Lord. You're going to go in your group and you're going to talk about all the gruesome battles. But this was the thing in this chapter that the Lord really showed me. And I had no plans before driving here at 6 o'clock to share any of my testimony with you guys. But I hope in some way that God uses that. And so let's just spend a few minutes with him. That you would really truly ask the Lord to do the work in your heart, that the invisible would no longer orchestrate the visible in your life.